Hey everybody, this is Brad Bruce and I'm here with
Jace Marsiglia.
And you're listening to the 5195 podcast.
Indeed.
That was it?
That's it.
Oh, wow. You had me all built up for this Michigan's own Jason Statham and you just really let me down,
guy. Oh, is this going to be a recurring thing? Should it?
Well, you just...
should I bring him back?
Okay, no, let's not. Let's move on to what we're talking about tonight.
We should. And that's, we're hanging out with Marty Riccio, or Riccio. Did I do it wrong?
No, that's good. That works. That'll work. You're rolling the R's, you're all good.
Marty.
Well, now that you've murdered his name, awesome. Yeah, great. This is his first and only appearance because he's never going to come back. No. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate you guys for having me. I appreciate
Definitely. It. Definitely. So we want to just give a little bit of backstory as to who the fuck are you?
That should just be the way we start every interview from now on.
Oh,
you know, let us know who the fuck are you?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I grew up just like you guys watching horror movies, and I'm just a big, huge fan of the horror genre and 80s and 90s nostalgia, just like you guys are.
Sure.
So,
young age.
Oh yeah. So I was introduced to horror at a really young age. You know,
nice.
Sneaking around and trying to watch as much as I could.
Yeah.
Just like I'm sure a lot of kids, you know.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of drifted off and not really paid attention to it for a while, and then got back into it because you know life happens and things go a different turn, a wrong turn, as you would say. Mm. Not in the woods, like. You know, you're being hunted by
not in an inbred hillbilly kind of way.
Yeah, exactly.
Just you know,
because that actually seems fun. But
as long as Elijah Dushku's there, I'd probably have a blast.
That's why it would seem fun.
I wouldn't mind hiding in the cabin with her.
So, did you grow up here in California?
Yeah, Southern California. My parents separated when I was like 2 years old, and single mom raised me. So I kind of got to do, you know.
Whatever I wanted.
Sort of had the lay of the land and just, you know.
Yeah. When it come to the movies, though, she was like, nope, you're not watching these. So, you know.
So there were boundaries.
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. You did mention you snuck around a little bit there.
Yeah. Grandma was the culprit with letting me watch whatever I wanted to watch.
How cool is that?
So
that's pretty rad.
Around my mom, I was like, you know, okay, I won't watch those. And then.
Yeah. No, I don't watch those at all, Mom.
Was it horror in general, or was it like, I don't care if you watch ghost or monster movies, but no slashers or.
Yeah, it was like the really like The Howling with the, you know, those movies where, you know, there was some nudity in there and then.
Oh, sure.
You know, that kind of stuff. Plus, you know, obviously the slasher movies.
Yeah.
Was like, nah. That was my boundary growing up. It was like, we don't mind if you watch horror movies, but that slasher garbage, you know, and it was like, those were the ones I had to sneak to a buddy's house and be like,
yeah,
all right, show me this Jason stuff or this stuff. But similar at my place too. So you said you got into it at a young age. Did you watch a few before you became hooked, or was it a one and done? You were like, oh my God, this is the first horror movie I've seen and I kind of just consume it now.
So Jason, like Friday the 13th, was the ones I started watching.
Okay.
And then it just trickled from there. It was like, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, okay, what can I watch next? And the one that really got me into it, so it's a little bit of a long story, but I used to go in summertime, I'd go visit my grandpa and grandma in Texas.
Okay.
So this is around the time that Texas Chainsaw 2 came out, right?
Okay.
Mid-80s.
Yeah. So I hadn't watched the original, but I remember like going to the video store and my grandpa's like, what do you want to watch? And I'm, you know, when you see the VHSs just sitting there and you're seeing all the cool covers and I'm like, wait, this is like Breakfast Club. Like it kind of reminded me of Breakfast Club, right?
Yes.
So yeah. I'm like... I think I'm like 8 or 9 or something like that. And I'm like, oh, this looks kind of cool. And he goes, oh yeah, you're going to like that one. That's a true story. And I was like,
no kidding.
I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. This is based here. So I'm like, I'm like, okay, so why don't you tell me about it? You know, and I'm asking him questions. He goes, oh, we'll watch it and then we can talk after. So I get done watching it and I'm like, this happened? I go, where? I was like, where did this happen? I'm asking him 100 questions.
Oh, you're hooked. Yeah.
Because I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking this is like legit real, you know?
Yeah,
and sure. I have no idea that it's not real. But then.
Inspired by. Yes. You know.
Yeah, but in your mind and the 9-year-old mind, they're out there running around right now.
No, I took, me too. I took everything face value.
Well, you were dumb, but no, go ahead.
Okay.
So what it was the very beginning is, you know, when they start talking about the story at the rolling.
Crawl?
The crawl, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like hearing that. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is real.
Yeah.
You know, and my mind, I'm like, this is real because just this alone. And then, you know, he didn't tell me after that it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't say nothing. He answered questions.
He let it sit with you.
Yes. So and I sat with it for a while. I don't remember exactly when I found out it wasn't real, but then I was like, I was so mad, but I was kind of happy because he just let me like my mind expand on it.
Yeah.
Man, I better not be messing around over here because stuff like this happens, you know? You might get your head sawed off by a chainsaw going 100 miles an hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what really got me into horror movies. Like, I was like, oh.
So wow. You were a TCM guy.
Yes.
But you know what? That's fucking cool that your grandparents did it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what lit the fuse for you.
100%. Like, I'd already been watching Poltergeist.
Okay.
Stuff like that. So I had watched, you know, movies here and there. And that movie was like, okay, this is real and stuff like this can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm hooked.
Yeah.
And then that's when I went and watched Chainsaw Part 1.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what? This is freaking crazy. Like, this is even more real than the other one. I'm like, right. I'm gonna ask my grandpa, this one happened too? He goes, yeah, yeah, this happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh my God.
So, yeah. So even doubling back from the second one, you still had it in your head that this is legit. This
yeah.
is all, okay.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was like, legit. And I was telling my mom. My mom's like, you know what? I think I remember them saying something about that, you know, because this one I got back to California.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, my mom is kind of confirming it a little bit. And I think my mom was just kind of going along with it. You know, she was just like, oh, we'll go along with it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then I find out, I'm like, oh, this is not real? Oh, wow, what the?
Thank Christ.
Yeah, yeah. But then from then on, I was just like,
going. Everything.
Oh, anything and anything.
And it seems like you were eating it up. You were like in the heyday of the 80s and those movies, so you were just encompassed by it.
Yeah, and like growing up, we didn't have money, so I remember I'd go to the video store and I'd go there so much that the ladies would like, oh, we'll pay for it for you. So I'd just go pick one out.
Dope.
And I go oh my pick God, a movie that's awesome. Out.
Faith in humanity restored.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. They wouldn't do it every time, but I'd just go there and they're like, oh, pick one off the wall. And I'm like, all right. And I just pick one here and there.
Was it like a mom and pop shop?
Yeah, yeah. A little hole in the wall.
Best. The best ones. Yeah, they're the best.
Then from there, just watching movies as I got older, and then graduation time, because my mom and dad, you know, they weren't together from when I was 2 to graduation. My dad just showed up and was like, hey, you want to come move to Texas and live with me? And I was like, let's see, I'm going to go in the Army, or do I want to get to know my dad? So I was like, oh, I'll go to Texas.
Was staying with your mom going to be the path to the Army?
So my mom said, you're not staying here. You got to do something. And I had a buddy that was like, all right, we're going. There's like 3 or 4 other guys that were going to go in the Army enlist. And I had talked to a recruiter, and I was like super close. I was just going to sign the papers.
Oh, you were on the verge of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then my dad just popped up.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a reason for that then.
That's.
Yeah. I mean, that you talk about a hell of a crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your life is completely different than what it is today.
Yeah.
If you had done that.
And who knows if you'd even be sitting here talking to us, you know?
Yeah. He's like, I wish I wasn't.
Like, seriously, it couldn't have happened at a better time.
Yeah.
Literally, that's multiverse shit, you know?
Here we go.
All right. Well, the guy that
he hates science.
The guy that
you only believe in science.
The guy that I was supposed to go in the military with, he went overseas, deployed, and most of his guys he was with didn't make it.
No so fucking way.
That could have been, I could have been one of those.
Yeah,
guys. Sure. So, yeah. God, that's heavy.
Yeah. So I think, obviously, I think I made the right choice.
You
yeah.
definitely did.
You know?
Yeah.
You definitely I mean, did. And did the relationship grow between you and your dad?
Yeah, for a little bit. Mm-hmm.
That is a big absence. The formidable years, you know, him not being around.
Well, you said from 2 to graduation, that's...
Yeah, that's when you need the dad the most to kind of
yeah,
guide you.
Just mold you, know? You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, when I'm in Texas and I'm, you know, I'm at my dad's house and you could see the border. I could see the border patrol.
Wow.
From out my front porch.
Right? So where were you at?
I was like, in Brownsville.
Okay.
So I was all the way to the very, very bottom of mm-hmm. Texas.
Wow.
Started to go to college. My grandfather's like, oh, I'll pay for college. So I was like, oh, cool. College is nice. Right. I could see the border to Mexico mm-hmm. from walking out of college. The border
wow.
right there.
Wow. Yeah. You were right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So all my cousins, they were at the time going across to Mexico and going partying. So I had scheduled all my classes like an hour in between classes so I could do my homework, get on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
My cousins were like, nah. You're going to come with us and we're going to have fun. So I ultimately quit college and then just started going party animal and doing crazy things. And then I finally moved back to California after a lot of stuff happened. And then that's the time where I kind of like quit watching. I mean, I watched horror movies, but I wasn't like into it like I was.
Invested. Yeah.
Invested.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because I ended up working at the movie theater. A few times, and I was still watching movies, but that wasn't like on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Mexico.
I
was at the South Padre Island where everyone was partying and having fun. I wasn't worried about, oh, this is coming out. I want to see this.
Right.
You know, the one thing I would say, like, I did get to see movies before everybody else did. Like,
like
American Pie. Okay. So I was working at the theater when American Pie came out, and I remember I was like, this movie is going to be insane. And I'd go inside certain parts of the movie and I'm like listening to everybody's reactions and stuff.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. So like, you know, the Psycho remake, like stuff like that. Like I was working Blair Witch. I was working at the movies during the time, but it just wasn't in my top things to do.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, not with Mexico that close and ultimate freedom to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get it.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
$5 to get in the club is all you can drink back then.
Yeah. So there weren't too many times you were walking out of the club.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So
I get it. I mean, hey, TJ's right here.
Yeah, I've been there a few times
too. Yeah, I understand. So what brought you back to horror?
So when I moved back, I had trouble getting a job. Like I had gone through a lot of things when I was in Texas,
mm-hmm.
Hanging out with the wrong people and whatnot. And then I was by myself. So I was like, you know what? I need to, which is kind of ironic because horror movies is like, it just makes you forget about all the shit that you go through, you know? And it just kind of, I'm sure it does for everybody, a lot of people, right? But for me, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to catch up on some of the stuff that I missed and haven't seen. And I just zoned out. I'd watch movies all the time. I'd go skateboard and then try to look for a job. So that's what got me back into it. And then I just started going to conventions and it just went all up from there. So that's when it just came back to me like, wow, I missed the people. I missed the movies, you know.
And you were hooked in.
Right back in.
Well, do you remember the convention?
What convention was it? Actually, I think the first convention I went to that I remember, it wasn't a horror convention. It was actually Comic-Con.
Okay.
Mm.
So it was one of the Comic-Cons. I think it was like 2000. Oh, I don't remember. This is when like.
It was still Comic-Con?
Yes. So put it this way. This one, like I walked up Funko booth, like just walk in
mm-hmm.
and pick up Funkos. And like there was no line.
Not a 6-hour line?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was just casual, right?
Yeah.
Now, is this San Diego?
Yeah, San Diego Comic-Con. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was like my first con. Maybe I went to a couple before, but
That's a big first.
But the one that stuck out to you was
that one. Comic-Con. And then seeing all the, you know, the movie stuff that they had, the displays and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, this is cool. And then, you know, the Funko thing, like, you know, say what you want, but I know Kruger will be like, oh, I hate those Funkos. Or, you know.
Well, here's the thing. Don't worry about that, because here at this show, we can't stand him. So it's okay.
Yeah. It's crazy because that day I bought four or five Funkos. And then later on, I ended up selling those like for $5,000-$6,000 for like three or four Funkos.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I
ended up, hear that, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's funny because I'd always get shit for, oh, you're buying all these Funkos.
Hey,
and
man, there was a craze over Beanie Babies for a while. It's like, why yuck someone's yum? Who gives a shit?
Right. Some people like Wacky Wobbler. Some people like Funko.
Yeah.
It's the same company, but like some people are into, you know, NECA or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I wasn't complaining after I sold, because
yeah,
that good was my Lord first East Coast vacation. Like
off
that,
of,
that paid for that vacation.
Off of the fun.
So I wasn't complaining.
That was some bank.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, we actually met at a con.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was telling Jace, after I'd met you, I was like, man, it was crazy how like fast we clicked.
Yeah.
And it was just so easy to talk to each other. And it was like, I love those kind of, like, that's why when that kind of shit happens, I'm like, all right, this is good. You know, like mm-hmm. we was hitting all the right marks and everything, you know, and then even Kruger was like, nah, he's a super cool guy. So getting up to that, you work for cons.
I volunteer.
Okay.
So I actually do want to work eventually. Like,
but you do have some involvement in conventions.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Like if I'm not at them, I'm trying to work,
yeah,
you know what I mean, or volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
When did that start then? Did you go to like a handful of them first and was like, you know what, I could do this or that? Like, what gave you the idea to just be like, I'm going to be a little more ever present at these things?
Well, I love going to the cons because, look, I met you guys at a con,
right?
You meet all
sure
kinds of amazing people,
yeah,
you know, and that's for me. It's just the love of horror movies and mm-hmm. just meeting and talking to people about their experiences or where they're gone or how that brought them to, you know, just stuff like that. And then I'm like, you know what? Like, I could be really helpful. Like, if somebody has, for instance, like in the con I work, people are always asking me, oh, what can I do to make this better? Or should I get here at this time for this line? And like, I like helping people like that because I know how frustrating it could be.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a con and you're in the line all day.
Some of them, these bigger ones, they're overwhelming. There's a lot going on and there's always schedules and times and all this. And it'd be cool to have someone who's able to be like, oh yeah, no, don't worry about it. Go here for now. And this, because that would have helped me. The biggest con I've ever been to prior to coming to Monsterpalooza, which was, I think you even said that one's the smaller one.
Yes.
The Son of Monsterpalooza.
Yeah.
I went to a Motor City Comic Con and it was about the size of like Frankenstein's, like that mm-hmm. big of a building. And it was like, this isn't like the hotel that I go to for mm-hmm. Motor City. And it was just, it was way overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that was one of the few times where, geez, I don't know if I could do one this big because yeah. it was just too much. I could see people asking. And yeah, I mean, a lot of those people aren't that friendly most of the time when you do have questions. And
yeah, it's
having a Marty there would have been cool.
It's crazy because you get all the different range of people from crying to mad to super happy. And I just was like, you know what? I just want to help people out and make their experience better because I love it so much and I want them to love it as much as I do.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I could help somebody, whether it be, you know, hey, get here 2 hours early if you want XO's autograph, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that way they have time to get their autograph and then enjoy the con. Versus get there later and then, oh, I only stood in line for one person and I was miserable.
Right.
And I yeah. walked out of there going, I don't want to come to one of these again. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want that person to be like, I don't want to come here again. I want to come here again. You know?
Right, yeah. Right, right.
And then you just meet so many people. And I met a guy named Nick and his brother Anthony, and they're some of the coolest people I've met. And just like us, we click. They're super nice and they're, you know, they're the ones that do the Creep IE Con.
Okay.
And I'd see them all the time, like at they'd be doing pop-ups for his Fearsome Figures.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you know that he has like a little...
Yeah, amazing stuff.
Yeah, he is online. It's cool. I'd see him at different events and he'd be vending and then I would be like just talking to him and he was super cool, him and his brother. And then I just said, hey, you know, can I volunteer or whatever? And then that's how I just got my foot in the door. And then,
okay. So how long have you been doing that?
I think I'd volunteered 3 cons with Creep IE and then the Aftermath, you know. But again, you just meet all kinds of really amazing people. And I just go like, you know, we went to Monster and was it Son of Monster? Or Monster?
Yeah, Son of Monster in Burbank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just like going just to go and talk to people and people watch and see all the cosplayers.
That was the one I met you at.
Yeah.
I mean, we just wound up standing in the fucking parking lot talking for almost 2 hours, it seemed like.
Yeah.
You know, it was forever. And it felt bad because you had like all this shit. You know, you had like a life-size Chucky and you know how many times like you kept shifting from one arm to the other and we're like, dude, if you gotta go, man. But it was funny, but it's just one of those, hey, this is this is Marty and he's a cool guy and blah blah blah.
Well, because I think I told you almost immediately about him. You know, I was like, I've been going to cons for years. And you're right, you know, you meet a bunch of people and it's like sometimes you click, sometimes you don't. But I mean, we clicked right away and I told him, I was like, dude, this is a fucking solid dude, you know? And then we had talked about, you know, podcasting and things like that. I don't even think you'd heard the show. I think it was just, you know, Mike introducing us and, you know, and then it just kind of, I kind of want to do that as well and this and that, you know? And it was just, it was crazy. Cool. It was just super easy to talk to, you know? And
super easy.
And I think that's also says something about the horror community because it is like a big family, you know what I mean? It's like, it's very cool the way the horror community accepts one another.
It is. Well, we're all a bunch of misfits.
Yeah.
This is the genre that gets shit on, you know? And it's like when you can hang out with people who have similar tastes and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, everyone's of a like mind and it's pretty damn cool.
Yes.
I've made a lot of good friends through cons.
It's
pretty awesome.
So have you done all of the Creep IEs?
I think so. I think maybe did I... The first one, I don't think I volunteered. I think I was at just...
You just attended?
Attended. And then the rest of them I have.
I had only done Aftermath. And because obviously I was aware of it because, you know, it was all over social media. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go. Something was happening the first time. And then for whatever reason, the second one, I was like, man, you know, and that's when Mike was like, hey, you know, you want to come? And I did. And man, was it a great show. Oh my God!
So what's
God!
What's the Aftermath? What is this? Just is this Creep IE's version of like Son of Monster Palooza? Or
I believe so. I believe because it's also a pop culture as well, right? It's not just horror; it's horror and pop culture.
Okay, so it is a separate con.
Yeah, from Creep IE. Yeah,
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and that was still was like, damn, it was super fun. So I immediately it was like I fell in love with the show, and I knew I was like, you know what? When it comes back, I got to do it.
Oh, man. Yeah, he was raving about it.
I got to do it.
I remember him texting me and just being like, dude, Creep IE is going to be a big deal.
It is.
He goes, this is a fun show.
Yeah, yeah. It's super fun. It is. Especially as someone who's been going to cons almost their whole life. Wow, is it put together well.
And felt somewhat over it
for a while. I was over him. I literally just was like, I'm done.
When you came...
It was so stale and just mechanical. I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to do it.
So when you were like, dude, this one kind of reinvigorated.
It did.
I was like, really? It's got to be pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it did.
Well, you know.
I like it because there's a lot of stuff. It's not just a con where it's just tables and autographs.
Right. Or there's a panel. Or they're showing like 16mm films. You know, because that's usually what they are. There's panel at 12 o'clock, panel at 3 o'clock, and then there's the film festival. Oh, it's 3D this time. You know, it's
right.
It just got to be like, it's so routine. You know, it's like, I don't want to go pay, you know, $80 for a weekend when I know I could do the whole con in an hour and be done.
Get what you want and
move along. But then like with Creep IE, you're right. There's just so many other things to do.
And you've done it like the weekend, right?
Yeah, I did the whole weekend. Both Aftermath and the last Creep IE, I did the whole weekend.
Obviously, it wasn't a matter of, you know, I made my laps on the first day and I'm just hanging out.
Not at all.
That's even better.
Yeah, and what I like about it is that a lot of the vendors, they seem really happy to be there. You know, and it's like, I'll go around and we're talking to certain people and it's like, you can get a vibe where it's like, oh, this might be a potential listener,
Sure.
So like we were like, hey, you like podcasts? Yeah. And so like, okay. So like, you know, we just start bullshitting about it and they're like super friendly. Like they're super fucking cool, you know, like a lot of the vendors were. So it's, yeah, it's just, it's a great show. It's a really great show. You know,
I'm looking forward to going.
The venue is fucking awesome. Like it's,
I liken it to
LA Convention Center. You know, it's like, it's really spread out. It's really, I mean, cause like sometimes, you know, Monsterpalooza is just like, oh, I got to look up at the ceiling when I'm walking through. Cause I'm like, holy shit, there's way too many people in here.
I like the simple fact that it's not in LA.
Yeah.
You don't gotta deal
with it. Yeah, it's in our backyard.
Yeah.
It's in our backyard. It's ours now. And I love that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, very proud of that.
Is Creepy always in Ontario?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's literally, you could throw a rock and hit the airport.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Nope, that's cool, man.
And they needed something like that because, you know, making that commute to LA is not fun. I'd rather just drive to Ontario.
That's just me. Sure.
Yes.
To drive in LA to get 5 miles, it takes you an hour.
Mm-hmm. There's a funny story. We literally shot a TV show in Santa Monica at the promenade, like 3rd Street Promenade. We shot at like, I think it was like 4 or 5 in the morning. We shot like 13 episodes of a whole show in one day.
Fuck.
And then we're just going straight up to go to Burbank. Just straight up, not even on the freeway. It's just straight up. It's, I mean, on a map, it might be 5 to 10 miles,
mm-hmm.
4 hours.
And you're talking odd hours of the day.
Yeah.
Like early morning.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It,
not even rush hour.
Yeah, no, no. But it was like, it took almost 4 hours to get there. Like I was like, yeah.
What a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
LA's awesome.
Ontario, that's all day.
Like, I mean, because you're getting off the freeway and you're pulling right into the parking lot, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane. Parking is amazing, too.
That's...
Like, I mean, the last, like, Friday, like, we literally opened our door, stepped out, and, like, walked 10 feet, and we were inside.
Jesus. Yeah. That's, like, unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to cons where I'm, like, circling the lot like a shark for, like,
20 minutes. And here's the thing. Even when you do that, the crowds are insane at Creepy.
Yeah.
But even still, when you do that, you're still parked fast and you're in line.
That's wild.
You know, but yeah, digress, whatever.
Just sounds cool.
So you obviously love this shit, like cons, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it? Is it collecting? Is it autographs? Is it movies?
Everything.
It's everything.
Everything you just said.
The whole thing.
It's everything
you just said.
It's all of them.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first autograph?
It wasn't horror related. It was skateboarding.
No.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, nice. Skateboard.
Very cool.
I was going to say Gummo, but okay. No.
Yeah.
All right.
So it was. He had a bunch of bacon on his table.
Yeah. First actually autograph was a skateboard autographed. But I can't remember. Honestly, I can't remember my first horror autograph, which is kind of weird. I should know that, but.
I mean, mine was Angus Grimm.
First one ever?
Yeah.
Now, meeting in person, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I had gotten a Bruce Campbell autograph through the mail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember that shit.
Back when he used to do that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But my first celebrity autograph where I was able to, like, shake a hand and meet him, Linnea Quigley.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That's pretty cool.
Linnea's rad.
Yeah.
I could say the first autograph that I actually was like, wow, I can't believe I'm getting this autograph, was Jeff Cohen, which played Chunk from The Goonies.
That would
have been cool.
And that's when, you know, because he's a totally different person.
He's a lawyer, isn't he? He's like a celebrity lawyer, I think, or a Hollywood lawyer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Almost positive.
No way.
Yeah, he stepped away and he's like, he's in law now or something like that.
Wow. He represent the Deadliest Catch guys, I think.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Wow, that's fucking big money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he even represents a couple of the fucking Goonies. I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. I want to say there was like a commentary or something where he came out and did the commentary or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm almost positive one or two people was just like, yeah, dude, this is my guy.
What?
This is my dude, man. He looks out for me. You know, and it was like.
Wow. So was he at a con?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is like, I think the last one he did, I think.
No shit.
He hasn't done one since, I don't
think. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Where at?
The Hollywood show.
Oh, at the Marriott?
The Marriott, yeah.
That's a fun show.
It is. There's a, it's actually this weekend.
And I now, think is that just pop culture? Just
no, it's everything. It's everything. It's 70s TV, 60s, 50s. Like, it's
gotcha. Dallas Reunion is the big thing.
Are you kidding me?
I think so, yeah.
Do we get to meet the guy who shot JR? Is that what you're telling me?
Wow. Yeah, I love the Hollywood show, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
He, so, cool little story. I have a Chunk and Sloth tattooed on my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him that. And according to him, he said that's the first Truffle Shuffle tattoo he had seen. So he had took a picture of it, signed like three things for me for free.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Super cool.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Corey Feldman was like right next to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking to him. And then Sean Astin was there too. So it was them three.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Jeff was like, oh, look at this, blah, blah, you know. And it was cool. It was cool just to see him like.
That's pretty awesome. Light
up. I heard Sean Astin's a pretty good dude at the cons.
I've seen a couple of videos of him interacting with people, and he just seems like a super sweet guy. Still very appreciative.
Like, I could tell you, like, from Creep, i.e. Poncho Moeller. Super cool. Hmm. Super fun, man. We were talking about his skateboarding because I grew up skateboarding. So we were talking about skateboarding. Then we were talking about some of the movies. And one of the movies he's coming out in called Stiletto. And he was kind of telling me a little bit of stories about that. And I was like, it was super funny just being there. You'd be like dying laughing because of some of the stuff he was saying. But just like that little experience was really cool just talking to him.
Yeah.
And then the director was there too. And we were just kind of talking about the movie. And then Emilio Rivera, the guy that plays the Mayans, Sons. Yeah. Super cool guy.
Yeah.
Just talked to him for probably like a good 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
Even the guy from Ice from Hocus Pocus.
Is he the one with the hair or the hat?
the one with the hat.
Oh, gotcha.
It says Ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Talking to them for a while. Super cool. Super nice. Doug Jones. Amazing. Yeah.
Mm. Doug Jones is one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life.
I passed him once, you know.
Yeah.
Motor City Comic Con, he was walking from one place to another, so I didn't stop
him. No interaction?
No, and when he was back at his table, the line was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he's one that I would love to meet.
Couple times at Dell's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a sweetheart. That's cool. For sure.
Or like, I could tell you so many different, like meeting Greg Nicotero. Just walking around in Monster Palooza, nobody really knowing who he is, and just being like, what? Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then just stopping him and like saying, hey, can I get a picture? He's like, yeah, sure. Super cool. Puts down his beer.
It's pretty
Someone's
awesome.
All, who's that? And then I was like, oh yeah, it's Greg Nick. And they're like, oh wow. Super cool though. Like just, I could tell you hundreds of stories of, they way outweigh the negative ones.
Sure.
Which is good. Of course. And that is good. And I think that is a, it kind of just shows the horror crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's a testament to their character, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
How was Jessica Roth?
She was super nice, man.
Yeah.
Super nice. You could tell like, she, since it being her first con, she was just kind of like, oh, this is really cool and really new. So it was like, you could tell she fit in. She's like, oh, I'm going to do more of these. So
that's cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We were talking about that too. It's like these people like Fabiana and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You hope that their first con experience is awesome so that they keep coming out, you know? And it's
right.
Like, you know, that's one thing I always wonder. I'm like, I hope they didn't have a bad time or meet people who are dicks or anything like that. And no, that's cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, you mentioning Fabiana, that was the first time I was like excited about seeing someone, you know, at a con, because I haven't done the autograph thing in a long time, just because I feel like I got the people I want.
Sure.
You know, and not to say anything about, you know, the people that attend today, but I'm just, I got the ones. I got the people that I needed, you know, like the ones that are impactful.
Your hunt is over.
It is. But then walking in and seeing Fabiana Formica at the Severin booth, I was like, wait. I mean, I clearly saw who it was, you know? Like, I was like, holy shit. And the whole day Friday, I was like almost nervous to go up there.
Wow.
And I haven't felt that in years, man.
Sure.
Like I have not felt that in years where I was like nervous to go talk to her. And even Tina was like, I'm going to go talk to her. And you know, she's never even seen the fucking movie.
That's what's funny.
And she goes up and she like, she comes back and she's like, oh my God, I think we're going to be best friends. She's like, she was the coolest person. Like they hit it off as well. You know, they like exchanged info and they like text all the time now, you know, and I'm just like, fuck you. But it was just, it was super cool. And I was like, I want an autograph. I want an autograph on the new Cemetery Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not done that in over 20 years.
That's pretty cool though.
You know, and like, it, yeah, it was fucking rad. And it was like, wow, here it is. Creep IE. The same thing. You know what I mean? Like, well, it's cool.
Just happens to be another great experience at a con.
Yeah, it was.
It's funny you say that about Cemetery Man. I've never seen Cemetery Man, but I had heard nothing but good things over the years. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's, for some reason, it's just been one of those that's been elusive. There's certain movies that, just slip my mind. I put them on the back burner. I'm like, I'll get to it. And you just don't. That's one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was Kruger that was saying, hey, you know, they just released, Severin just released Cemetery Man. And she, one of the actresses is over there signing the, I was like, oh, I'm just going to go buy it blindly and have her sign it. And then I was talking to her for a little bit saying, hey, explaining how I've never seen this movie. I said, when I haven't heard one bad thing about this movie, you know, I have to buy it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I really want to know what you think. So message, leave a comment or, you know, message me when you've seen it and let me know what you think. I still haven't seen it yet, but it's there. It's,
yeah.
It'll get watched because.
And boy, what a set. I mean, for your first watch, they really, that is a hell of a set.
Yeah, that's a good way to go into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a masterpiece, in my opinion.
It's a great film.
It really is. It's a, yeah, he's right. It is. It's a great, great movie.
In a word, fun.
Yeah.
Fun movie. Just there's big laughs. There's great,
it's so memorable.
Great gore.
It's classic Italian horror.
It is. It is. There's a, I mean, what a great gothic set. And mm-hmm. I mean, everything about it.
The premise, story, everything.
Well, when you hear, like I said, when you hear no negativity about it, that's when you know you're like, okay.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I never thought about it, but yeah, I've never heard anyone complain.
I've never heard anyone say, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say that.
And the cover, that's one of those where I saw the cover and I'm like, I like, that looks cool. I want to watch it.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, back in the day when I was younger, I was like, the cover would get me alone.
I'm super intrigued. I'm curious too. You got to let me know what you think when you watch it.
For sure.
So there's, you know, when we talk about horror movies, there's movies where you, like I said, you don't watch.
Right.
And I'll get a lot of slack for this, but I think maybe I was telling you guys. Evil Dead. So that's one of the ones where I just didn't watch.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe call it, that was the time where I just didn't watch horror movies. Mm-hmm. And that was one of them I just put in the back burner. I'll watch it, but never got around to it. You know, even saying that, haven't seen Evil Dead, I get so much shit for that.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
It's why? Like,
what do you want me to watch every single, you're a horror fan? You haven't watched Evil Dead?
You'll never. There'll always be someone who does. I mean, I get shit. People are like, did you watch the latest Walking Dead? And I'm like, I haven't watched Walking Dead since the first season. And they're like, oh, you're a horror movie guy?
Right.
And I'm like, well, it's a show. It's a commitment. I don't have the time, you know. And it was just also one of those deals where I remember thinking, at least the first season was pretty much the comic.
Yeah.
And
so it was.
So there was no surprises, and I was just kind of like, well.
Oh, so you did read the comics?
I did.
That's crazy that you didn't want to see the show then.
Up to a point, you know, and it was just, I enjoyed 12? It.
12 comics?
I don't know how many. I had like a little stack of trade paperbacks, you know, and.
Still have those?
I think so, yeah.
So.
But really? No fucking way.
Well, if you have the first editions of The Walking Dead.
You may be hearing from me.
You have.
And you're talking about the thinner?
Yeah. Trade the single issue.
Yeah, not single the issue comics.
No,
oh, see. No, mine were. There might have been like three issues.
Of the oh, okay. Book, okay. You ain't got nothing.
Okay. but no, it was so close that I was like, well, they were true to it. And I'm done.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
But I would pop
especially
in,
especially with Nicotero being involved. You know,
it's to me, it's more of a.
Are you not a Darabont fan?
No, I love them. I love everyone involved in it. It's just, it's television. I have a hard time remembering when shit's on. I have a hard time, you know, I'm more of a binger.
Well, yeah, you're right. Because when they did start, they weren't streaming it.
No.
You had to devote time to sit there each week and watch.
And the thing was, I've gotten to the point where I'm collecting the Blu-rays now.
Okay.
I'd rather just pop it in and knock through them. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, when they were airing week to week, I was just.
Yeah. No, that I get.
It's hard to do, but people would be like, you're the horror movie guy and you don't watch this every Sunday night? And I'm like, sorry, you know, but like the big ones, I remember my brother's the one who got me into it. The comics,
mm-hmm.
like when they said like tonight, Negan,
yeah,
they're introducing mm-hmm. Negan. I was like, yeah, I haven't watched the last few seasons, but I'm watching this one because I knew what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to watch this fucking episode. So I would pop into the ones that people were like, this is going to be a big one. I'd watch it.
You were watching the key issues.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But it was one of those deals where, yeah, I'll still get into it. I've got them on the shelf and I'll pop them in.
Yeah.
You know.
I really liked it because they weren't scared to just be like, hey, you're gone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And raw.
Yes. Yeah. And the simple fact that you have like Thora Birch pop in.
Yeah.
Ryan Hurst.
Yeah.
Just these characters. I'm just like, oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And I loved it. I loved it. Now, eventually I'll go, I'll be out there and I'll check out the movie sets or where they filmed it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, that's something I definitely want to get into.
Sure.
Like I said, there's way more to this guy's story, but I think maybe that's something we could probably even come back to.
Sure.
Maybe next week.
Yeah, man.
And we'll continue this. So
if you'd like to stick around and tell us some more shit.
I got some stories.
Hell yeah. All right. Oh, well, I think we should do that. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. So until next time.
See you guys.